Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mathematics Tasks for the Thinking Classroom. Grades K-5 by Peter Ligidahl and Megan Giroux is a professional education book in the Corwin Mathematics series that applies the Building Thinking Classrooms approach to elementary mathematics. Rather than serving as a simple bank of activities, it is designed as a classroom implementation guide centered on rich mathematical tasks and the teaching moves that make those tasks productive. The book extends the broader Building Thinking Classrooms framework by focusing on how younger learners in kindergarten through grade 5 can engage in meaningful, collaborative, and intellectually active math work. Public descriptions consistently emphasize that the book includes both non-curricular and curricular tasks, along with practical support for launching, facilitating, and consolidating them. Its purpose is to help teachers create classrooms where students do more of the thinking, while instruction remains aligned to mathematical goals and standards. In that sense, the book sits at the intersection of task design, classroom culture, and day-to-day instructional practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, extending building thinking classrooms into the K-5 setting. A central contribution of this book is that it adapts the building thinking classrooms framework for the realities of elementary mathematics. Peter Ligidahl is widely associated with the original model, and this volume translates that work for younger students with the help of Megan Giroux. The emphasis is not merely on making the ideas simpler, but on making them usable in classrooms where early number sense, emerging language, and developmental differences shape instruction every day. Public descriptions indicate that the book revisits the 14 practices from Building Thinking Classrooms and updates them through the lens of rich tasks. That is important because the framework has always depended on more than task quality alone. It also depends on how teachers organize participation, shape norms, and support productive struggle. In the K-5 context, those choices must be especially deliberate. The book, therefore, appears to position tasks as a practical entry point into a larger instructional shift. Teachers are not only given activities to use, but guidance on how those activities function within a classroom culture built around student thinking. That makes the book a bridge between theory, research-based practice, and elementary implementation. Secondly, using rich tasks instead of routine exercises. The book is built around the idea that mathematics learning improves when students encounter tasks that require genuine thought rather than immediate recall of a procedure. Available descriptions note that it includes 20 non-curricular tasks and 30 curricular tasks used as models. This distinction matters. Non-curricular tasks can help establish norms of curiosity, participation, and problem-solving without the pressure of a narrow content target, while curricular tasks connect directly to grade-level outcomes and standards. Together, they show teachers how to move from isolated activity use toward a coherent thinking-centered program. The value of rich tasks in this framework is that they are meant to invite multiple entry points, student discussion, and visible reasoning. Instead of reducing mathematics to answer getting, they make room for strategy, representation, and explanation. For elementary classrooms, that can be especially powerful because young students often reveal deep mathematical ideas when given space to explore patterns and relationships. The book appears to support teachers in choosing tasks that fit specific goals rather than using engaging activities for their own sake. That focus on fit, purpose, and intellectual demand helps distinguish it from general collections of elementary math games or worksheets. Thirdly, detailed support for launch, facilitation, and consolidation. One of the strongest practical features associated with this book is the level of instructional guidance that accompanies each task. Public summaries consistently note that the authors walk teachers through the steps and scripts needed to launch, facilitate, and consolidate the work. That is significant because many professional books succeed in explaining why rich tasks matter, but leave teachers with too little support for implementation. Here, the structure appears to acknowledge that the success of a task depends heavily on teacher moves before, during, and after students begin working. A launch must be clear enough to invite action without over-directing the method. Facilitation must keep students thinking rather than rescuing them too quickly. Consolidation must connect strategies and ideas back to mathematical goals so that exploration leads to learning. The inclusion of possible student solutions and hints suggests that the authors are helping teachers anticipate classroom realities, including where students may get stuck and how to respond productively. For elementary teachers, that kind of support can make the difference between a task that feels chaotic and one that becomes a strong vehicle for reasoning. This practical attention to enactment likely explains why the book is positioned as useful not only for teachers, but also for coaches and specialists. Fourthly, thin slice sequences and check your understanding routines. Another notable aspect of the book is its apparent attention to sequencing. Descriptions mention thin-sliced sequences of curricular tasks along with mild, medium, and spicy check-your-understanding questions. This points to a design logic that goes beyond isolated lesson ideas. Thin slicing, in the context of task-based instruction, suggests a progression in which complexity and independence build gradually, allowing students to stay engaged in meaningful thinking without being overwhelmed. That is especially relevant in elementary settings, where developmental range can be broad, even within one classroom. The Check Your Understanding questions seem to offer teachers a way to gauge how students are consolidating ideas at different levels of challenge. Rather than treating assessment as separate from instruction, the book appears to weave it into the learning process through carefully calibrated prompts. This can support differentiation while preserving a common mathematical focus for the class. It also reflects a broader strength of the Building Thinking Classrooms approach, which is to balance open thinking with purposeful direction. By providing multiple levels of questions and sequenced tasks, the book likely helps teachers maintain rigor while still supporting access. That makes it useful for educators trying to design coherent lessons instead of one-off engaging moments. Lastly, helping teachers create and adapt tasks for their own curriculum, the book does not seem to stop at offering ready-made tasks. Public descriptions indicate that it closes with guidance on how to find more tasks or craft original, non-curricular, and curricular tasks, and that a companion website provides downloadable resources and a task template. This matters because no single professional resource can fully match every district curriculum, pacing guide, or classroom need. A book becomes far more valuable when it helps teachers understand the principles behind task design well enough to adapt confidently. In this case, the authors appear to frame task creation as a learnable practice, tied to standards, competencies, and the goals of a thinking classroom. That moves the book beyond a static resource into a professional learning tool. It can support teachers who are new to the approach and want models, but it can also benefit more experienced users who need to align the framework with their local materials. For coaches and school leaders, this design element increases the book's usefulness in professional development because staff can study examples and then apply the same structure to their own units. The combination of exemplars, reflection, and reusable templates strengthens the book's long-term practical value. In conclusion, Mathematics Tasks for the Thinking Classroom. Grades K-5 is best suited for elementary teachers, math coaches, interventionists, and school leaders who want mathematics instruction to be more intellectually active and less dependent on passive compliance. It will be especially helpful for educators already interested in building thinking classrooms, since it appears to translate that broader framework into concrete K-5 practice. Newcomers can also benefit because the book reportedly offers strong implementation support, rather than assuming prior expertise. The practical benefit is clear: teachers receive model tasks, guidance for classroom use, examples of student thinking, and help with adapting the approach to standards and curriculum. The intellectual benefit is equally important. The book asks educators to rethink what counts as successful math teaching by shifting attention from coverage and procedure toward reasoning, collaboration, and sense-making. What helps it stand out in its category is this combination of research-rooted framework and classroom-ready detail. Many elementary math resources offer engaging tasks without a larger instructional model, while many pedagogical books explain a philosophy without enough usable material. This volume appears to do both. That balance makes it a strong resource for educators who want not just better activities, but a more thoughtful and coherent mathematics classroom. If you would like to support Peter Ligidahl, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.